It had been years since I'd seen my grandpa's old farm. It was sold about 15 years earlier, and we moved back to the area, so I wanted my wife and my children to see that place that had meant so much to me during my growing up years. Off the main highway, we wended through the countryside on familiar gravel roads. Every mile was a treasury of memories and stories to tell. We went up over Sadie's Hill, which was always such an adventure in the winter, and then past the burger place, around the last bend, where there was a split rail fence up on the top of the hill, and then you could see the farm as it came into view, nestled in the valley below. The pond, it seemed so much smaller than I remembered. And there was a raspberry patch up behind the house, but it was gone. And my favorite tire swing was gone from the big oak tree across the lane from the house. So the outbuildings had given way to the years, and the farm wasn't really as I remembered it. But one thing caused me to catch my breath in surprise. At Christmas time, we would always crowd toward the window of the car as we took the last turn in the road. The farm would lie in the valley below, and we would strain to see the lights on a little evergreen tree beside the spring run. One Thanksgiving, I remember helping Grandpa decorate that tree with a 6-foot stepladder. Well, the tree was still there, but now it towered over the 2-story farmhouse. That little pine by the spring run was now over 40 feet high. Well, the next time the family was together, I told Grandma about how the tree had grown. And Dad laughed and assumed a Paul Harvey-like voice. He says, "How would you like me to tell you the rest of the story?" Years ago, Dad and his younger brother Bill skipped school on the opening day of rabbit hunting season to hunt with Grandpa. Grandpa gave his approval for the boys to miss school on the condition that the boys would not lie when they were asked the reason for their absence. So they took the deal, and they skipped school, and they hunted rabbits with Dad, and they had a great day, and they tumbled into bed satisfied at night. But the next day at school, they would face the judgment, and they weren't alone. The boys were called to account for their absence the following day, and they were joined by a long line of boys at the principal's office. Most of the other boys claimed they were not feeling well. They were sick of having to go to school on the opening day of rabbit season. But Dad and Bill, true to their word, they told the truth. "Yeah, we were rabbit hunting with Dad," they said. "Are you sure you weren't feeling a little under the weather, boys?" the principal kindly asked. No, sir, we were feeling fine, but we went rabbit hunting with Dad." So the gavel dropped and the sentence came swift, and they would have to stay after school for an hour every night until they'd made up for the time they'd missed. On the final day of Dad's punishment, the teacher, out of sympathy, he walks back the aisle where Dad is sitting, and he hands him a little gift. It's the start of a tiny pine tree in a cut-off milk carton. Not much compensation for the suffering he had to endure, but he carries it home anyway, and that night, Grandpa and Dad set out in the backyard of their home on Bowers Avenue in Newark, Ohio, that tiny little pine tree. Now, a few years later, Dad would be serving in the Navy during the Korean conflict, and Bill and Aunt Ann would be married, and they would be gone. And my grandfather and grandmother, they realized a lifelong dream. He and Grandma were able to buy a small farm north of town in the hills, nestled there in the hills where they'd grown up. Along with their other belongings, Grandpa took time to dig up that little pine tree. And then he set it out at the base of the hill, right there by the spring run. It's always been a source of beauty and a haven for birds, and in the winter time, its branches are flocked with snow. And at Christmas, the branches glow with multicolored lights. It's fed year-round by the spring at its feet. But I know it's more than that. It's a monument to the virtue of telling the truth. Well, someday I'm going to go back to Ohio. I'm going to turn off of State Route 13 there at St. Louisville, and I'm going to wind my way back those familiar gravel roads toward the east. And then I'm going to go up over Sadie's Hill, and then I'm going to visit the new owners of the old farm. And I'm just going to tell them what a treasure they have growing right there in their front yard.